Yo, Ant, what up? It's Hendrix, you know the vibes. We gon' keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep. Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered. 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 Sinise Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinise Unfiltered.
Cowboy with a lot of style, boy, the one of one. Great Sadat X, unduplicated. No DNA, punks jump up to get beat down, and you're looking at the hottest new podcast. Check it out, Sinise Unfiltered, the realest one. Can't nobody get busy like this, man. Check it out, all for one, one for all. With Sinise, yo, it's live like that. The Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy, the one and only, the great Sadat X. Peace.
Yo, it's your boy Jaden Kiss, you know what I mean? And right now with Azariah. It's going down. What you're witnessing is the Azariah smooth freshness development. The return of sloppy smooth. Let's not even play with them and check this joint out. Sloppy smooth. Shout out to Rochester. The Rock. Let's get it. Your boy Kiss.
Smooth freshness. Hey, hates. Yeah. Been over a decade writing essays. My fan rep mate for my blacks and essays. Let's play. Nowadays my baby mom stress me. More headaches, had to lead a sourdough. Multiply funds to the third power, yo, how you know? My stock is still rising, yo. Like the Dow Jones, hear me in the Dow Tone, y'all clones. Me, I'm in different time zones. When I get my rhyme on, it'll leave your mind blown. I'm unknown, royal with the ebony skins on. I've been grown. No Post Malone, this is God talking. This is
What up? This your boy Ant. Welcome to Sinise Unfiltered Podcast Season 3 Premiere. And this week I have two special guests representing the 585 Rochester, New York. I have Azariah and my man Laddie. What's going on?
Cool, and how are you?
What's good? I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. Chilling. Hot as hell down here in Florida, man.
Oh, you're in Florida. I thought you was in Texas. Okay, you're in Florida.
Yeah, I'm actually Kissimmee, but it's like right, it's like Rochester around the court. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Kissimmee, Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah. So man, so how did y'all two link up, man?
Well, you know what I mean, me and Laddie go back. Like Laddie was around the same age as my younger brother, and we all went out to school together. So we knew each other then, and then you know as we got older, you know Laddie was making beats. He heard about me just, you know, through people we both knew.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? We just started working together. We did a project back in 2017 called AH Phase 1, Lord of the Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this a follow-up project.
Okay. So, yeah, so listen, man. And you sent me the album last week. It's been on repeat for me for the last week and a half. It's fire, man. And these days, bro, you know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of albums that you can just listen to 1 through 10, 1 through 15, and not skip. You know what I'm saying? A lot of albums these days, you know what I'm saying? You got to skip a track. This album right here, you know what I'm saying? You can just go straight through, not skipping a track, and that's how much fire it is. What's your thought process going into this album?
It was real organic, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't make it all at once. Like, Laddie got the portable setup. So wherever I was living, you know, Laddie would come through. You know what I mean? He put a beat on or he sent me something. I'll work on it on the spot or I'll write to it, you know, in my leisure. And he would just come back and we just record it. You know what I mean? We kept recording. So that's why I feel like it's got, like, a real organic, but it, like, kind of flows together, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, you know, like sloppy smooth, deadly combination, phase two put in. I mean, these tracks, man, are just amazing, man. I really love the album, you know. And You know, I love it because upstate New York, man, continuously give us that fire. You know what I'm saying? For you know how it is.
Facts.
You being an artist, but you know how it is. A lot of times when you say you're from upstate New York, I'm like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you look at yourself, you know, 38 Special, Black Jeans, Benny the Butcher, Shaynor, Etho, also for Rochester, Class Murder, Young Black and Gifted. Y'all holding it down right now for upstate New York, man.
Appreciate it. You know, just trying to do what I can, man. You know, everybody you just mentioned, that's great company to be in. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to do my part. You know, like I said, I talked to you when I was with Quest. I mean, Quest still got a lot of things brewing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me and Laddie got things brewing, too. So it's like a 1-2 combination, you know, from what I do with Quest and then what I do with Laddie. You know what I mean? So,
no doubt.
Yeah, that's just great company to be in, man. And I'm honored to be in it.
Do you see yourself working with any of those guys in the future?
It's a possibility, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We looking into something for phase 3.
Okay.
Blessed and Highly Favored. That's gonna be titled. We already got a video done for that, and I ain't gonna mention no names, but one of the names you just mentioned, we're trying to get a part of the project.
Oh,
so
nice,
you know,
nice.
We'll see, man. You know what I mean? Just gotta keep grinding, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. So on your track Sloppy Smooth, before you know you start on it, you got a cameo from Jadakiss. How did that come about?
I seen Jadakiss had posted up a post on Instagram. It was like an ad or something like that that he mm-hmm. could basically do like a drop or a verse. So then I just went for it.
Yeah.
I just hit him at DM. It just went from there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Oh yeah.
So yo,
I drove that up crazy.
No doubt. So yo, so speaking of Jada, real quick, I want to get y'all thoughts on this, right? Because, you know, they just announced it last week, the Versus. We got the Lox versus Dipset. You know, and to me, you know, it's not really a Versus. One, you know, it's like it's a celebration of music. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, like, I'm a Lox head. Like, I love the Lox. Those are my dudes right there. You know what I'm saying? And I love Dipset, too. But I just think, I think the Lox got them. But what do y'all think? Who if you had to pick one, who would you go with?
Oh, that's easy, man. It's the Lox.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Dipset is fire, though. But
yeah.
The Lox.
Yeah, like I've been rocking with the Lox from way back, man.
What dude. About you, Laddie?
I got the Lox.
Yeah,
I think those is the ones.
Mm-hmm. So this question is for both of y'all. How long has music been a part of your life?
Early, man. You know what I'm saying? Early on, but as far as like pursuing it with music, I'll say since 05, you know what I mean? As far as like, that's when I started performing. That's when I started traveling and, you know, doing shows, having CDs, doing, you know, college radio interviews, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I say since 05 for that.
Okay, what'd you like?
For me, I'd say about 2010.
Okay.
Like, that's when I really started making beats and that's when I like, from there, I just did it every day, trying to get better at it.
All right. So, Laddie, who are some of your inspirations in music?
I like Kanye. I like Wu-Tang. I like all rap, you know, I like all different styles of rap, from the backpack rap to the Lil Uzis to the, like, I like all the different creative variations of it.
Okay. And again, just questions for both of y'all. In what way do you aim to make a difference in your music?
Just being me. You know what I mean? I know I give something different, you know what I'm saying, to the game. And just by doing that, you know what I mean, carrying the torch for what I do, standing on my values, you know, and principles as a man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pretty much how I would say.
Okay. Lad?
I pretty much would say the same thing. I just being myself and bringing those same values and principles, and actually standing on it.
Okay, that's what's up.
So,
I know I had asked you earlier, you know, about your thought process for the album, but how do you put words to paper and get your creative process going?
It's you know, I don't even write on paper no more. I do everything from my phone now, but it's just, I got to be in the moment. I got to be in the mood.
Yeah.
You know, I write a lot. I do a lot. I've done a lot of, you know, say, over the years. But it's just being inspired by whatever's going on. So I might take a break for a day or two. Mm-hmm. Life might get in the way. You know, I got family. I got kids.
Yeah.
Might have to handle, you know, some family things. And that may, you know, may give me some motivation on how I should approach the pen, you know, when it's time to write.
Okay, no doubt. Hey, so what makes you different from other rappers in the industry? Because these days, like, my kids would be in the car and be like, hey, Dad, let me play this, let me play that. All this shit sounds the same to me. You know what I'm saying? What makes you different and makes you stand out?
I feel like my honesty, you know what I mean? And I'm not taking shots at no artists in the industry or nothing like that. But, you know, it's a lot of bravado out there, you know, and it's a lot of, you know, suspect things going on, too, with, like, mm-hmm. you know, the little Nas X's and, you know things of that nature.
Man,
but just like, yeah, you know what I mean? But just like I said before, standing on principles and being honest in my music, like, I'm mm-hmm. not the toughest dude out there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you I'm about to shoot you 30 times in the face and this and that, but at the same time, I'm a man and I'm a human. And if I feel threatened, you know, I'm going to have to defend myself or my family. So just, you know, being honest with just different subjects, you know, as far as lyrics go, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, we know the, you know, the same hood story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rags to riches, you on the block, you got to move this because the boys is on you, you got to do this, you got to do that. Just that whole train of thought, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got a criminal record, you know what I mean? I ain't have to walk that walk, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But at the same time, I done had my own adversities,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, through what I had to deal with in my life. So I just say, you know, that texture, man, when I'm writing, you could kind of see that. You could kind of, I'm going to take you on a trip, you know what I'm saying, my way. You kind of see it from my eyes, my perspective.
Okay, that's what's up. So let me ask you this. Now, I know you guys are in the car right now, okay? So like, if you weren't on the phone with me right now, what track would y'all be blasting right now? Like, what's your shit right now?
I like that Ransom right now with the song with Royce. I think it's called Greed. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
I think RJ Payne doing a lot of good stuff. I like Leatherface 3, you know what I'm saying? I like the whole underground, man. I like it all, man. That's pretty much all I listen to unless I'm with the lady mm-hmm. and she got the R&B joints going, you know what I'm saying?
What about you, Laddie?
I can't probably. I've been all over the scale. I've been listening to. I'm listening to ESTG. And I've been rocking with Davies and you know, people out there I work with in the town too.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, so if you can collaborate with any artist, who would it be and why?
Oh, man, that's a good one. But, you know, definitely the legends, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Ghostface, Raekwon, you know what I'm saying? You know, guys like that. You know, I wouldn't mind doing something with a brother like Rome Streets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He making a lot of noise now, you know?
Okay.
There's a lot of brothers I wouldn't mind, you know, rocking with.
All right, no doubt. And this is for both of y'all, too. Who are y'all biggest music influences?
Definitely a Wu, Nas, you know what I'm saying, AZ, Jay, you know.
Okay.
Not everybody he named it,
all the heavy hitters, man. You know, Rakim, you know, G-Rap, you know what I mean?
G-Rap, Daddy yo. Kane,
I like that.
I love Bob G-Rap, D, yo.
Prodigy, Styles, you know, Kiss, Lox, all the greats that was big, all the greats that's just out there. You got the man, people that's supreme lyricists.
Right. Black Thought, you know what I'm saying?
Black Thought, woof, man.
Yeah,
I'm over Black Thought. Ezra, so let me ask you this, brother. Being in hip hop, there's a lot of ups and downs. A lot of people just see the glamour of being on TV, the money, the women, the cars, right? But there's a lot of negatives also. Give me some negatives and positives about being in the game.
As far as just hip-hop?
Yeah.
you know, like a lot of dudes, man, like I can't speak from my perspective because I don't think I've arrived on that level yet. But from outsider looking in, you know what I'm saying? Like rap feed a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? It put a lot of, give a lot of people jobs, you know, it put a lot of people in position, you know what I mean? So that's definitely a positive. It definitely, you know, moves the culture, you know what I'm saying? In terms of, you know, the trends and, you know, the dances and, you know, the youth, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, a worldwide thing. And some of the downside of it is what we see, just for like things I told you earlier, brothers, you know, feeling like they gotta, you know, poke their chest out a little too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We lose a lot of brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
What has been your favorite project you've done so far? If you can do that.
I got mad projects, man. You know, it starts at 05, but I'll have to say this one. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We got a lot of videos that we ain't even put out yet. You know, Kiss being on it, Planet Asia being on it, you know, Mav being on it. These is heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to aim for the stars off all of the sky. So definitely this one, man. But I like everything I do. It's like every time I drop a project, it's my favorite one, you know, because I'm gaining new things to use as I'm building, as I'm, you know, climbing, you know.
Okay. Now, if you can open the show for any artist, who would it be? I know we named a lot, but if you could open up for one artist, your dream, what would it be?
I would like to open up for Rock Marcy. I ain't miss him yet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I like to open up for Rock Marcy one day.
Okay, no doubt. So, what would one message you would give to a young artist trying to come in the game right now? What would it be a message you give to them?
You know, just make sure your motives is what they should be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you in this? Or what are you doing? You know, like, it's got to be a mean. It's got to be a reason behind it. And I can't sit up here and tell the next man what his path is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I know what I came here to do. And I know what I'm going to continue doing. And I would just say, be honest. You know what I'm saying? Be honest. And don't just do it for the money. You know what I mean? You got to love it first.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. So, we talked about music, you know what I'm saying? I wanna touch on another subject, you know what I'm saying? And us all being from Rochester, you know.
Right.
The Rock, you know, and I know, you know, growing up there, I left in 2002, you know what I'm saying, moved down here to Florida. You know, and you know, I remember, you know, growing up, you know, Midtown Plaza. I worked at the store called Pro Image in Midtown Plaza for a long time. You know, and Midtown Plaza was just it was a great place to be in. You know what I'm saying? Midtown was awesome. They tore the shit down. And the violence that is going on in Rochester right now, like, to me, is fucking crazy. Right? I don't understand it, man. Like, what are y'all thoughts on that? Because y'all from there, man, and y'all live there. You know, I was there about a month ago, you know.
Well, I tell you this, my G, it's crazy because, like I was texting you earlier, you know, I've seen the differences between, you know, being in the hood or being in the inner city and being in the suburbs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The past 10, 12 years, I've been in the hood. You know, a few months ago, I'm pulling up to my driveway. The car in front of me is two cars in front of me. They jump out and start shooting at each other, like, right in front of my face.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So it is crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's what you have, you know, in low-income places, you know, where poverty's stricken. You got the drugs, you got the violence, you got the prostitutes, you know, you got all that, you know what I'm saying? And that's everywhere. You know
yeah, that's everywhere.
Rochester's small, and it's like, I don't know, man. It just seems like it's getting worse.
Yeah, Laddie, what about you, bro? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I feel like Az put that together real well, to be honest. I feel like the same way. Like, depending on where you at, and it is, you know, it is something that's everywhere, you know, but...
Yeah, like, it's just, like I said, man, you know, I grew up, you know, staying over in on Parcells and you know, Chamberlain area, Grand Avenue, and then I moved to Irondequoit. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
You know, you see the differences, you know. But it's just crazy, man. Like, I'll be honest with you, man. Like, I came up there in June with my sons. You know what I'm saying? My sons, they like to spend money on clothes, got the Jordans and all that. And I was like, you know what? I don't even know if I want my sons to come with me because these niggas are stupid up here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was kind of worried about bringing them, you know. But they had a good time. They loved it. They want to go back again soon, you know. But, you know, this violence, man, it has to stop. And this is for both of you, you know. There are going to be a lot of people from Rochester listening to this. What would your message be to them about this violence?
You know, control your emotions, man. People getting their feelings and want to, you know, start being crazy. Like, you know, to every action is a reaction.
Yeah.
You know, to every cause, it's an effect. So what they don't understand is, you know, you shoot this one, now they coming back for you. Your brother, you know what I'm saying? It never stops.
Yeah.
You know, it never stops. That's why, like I said, like, in, you know, a lot of hip hop music is predicated on a lot of that. But it's like, I know as a man, like, I don't want to have to walk around feeling like I got to look over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to have to do that. So it's like, I want to set an example at all means, you know, mm-hmm. with what I'm saying to my kids. What I'm saying on records, you know, I just want to be honest. And, like, you know, sometimes you just got to be the bigger person. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know? And like you said earlier, man, you know, you're doing your thing in hip-hop. You know, you're mm-hmm. staying positive. You said you've never been in trouble, don't have no record. You know, and these are the type of artists that I want my kids to listen to. You know what I'm saying? That's going to have a positive impact on them, the culture, and their communities. So I applaud you for that.
Appreciate it, man.
Laddie, what would your message be, brother?
A wise man told me that if you got to use hands and feet, you already lost. Mm-hmm. So basically meaning that you should just use your mind more and think of a better way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it is a better way than hands and feet. You know, but if it comes to that, you know, just keep it amongst yourself.
Definitely. So one thing I'm going to ask y'all again, being from Rochester, I just want to know, what are your thoughts on Lovely Warren and the job she had did in Rochester?
You know, I like Lovely. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too big on politics.
Yeah.
I should be a little bit on it more, so I'm not sure the particulars of everything that she did, but mm-hmm. I just knew that I thought she, you know, she served the seat well as being the mayor. And, you know, I remember, I forgot what happened about a couple years back when they was trying to get her out of there. Something the police did to some kids, and she like spoke out about it or something like that. But I mean, now with this, you know, with her husband and everything, it's not a good look. And you know, we may be able to look at it, you know, try to look at it, understand it. There's some majority of people out there that ain't gonna see it like that. And you know, it's unfortunate. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's done. Like I said, I'm not there, so I can't say, you know, 100% how great of a job she's done. I know what I've read and what I've heard, you know, and I'm like 50-50 on her. But, you know, one thing I really hate, like with all the violence going on, they were like, oh, well, Mayor Warren, what are you going to do? When blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not her fault with the violence.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, to me, these parents got to start having some accountability. It's how you raise your kids. And keeping
track of,
yeah, exactly, man. Like, you can't blame this lady. You can blame her for some stuff, but you can't blame her for the violence that's going on. You know, so I think she gets a bad rap. I think, did she just get some charges put against her Friday? I think her and her husband.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is crazy. So, fellas, what else y'all got coming up in the future, man, that we can be looking out for?
Well, like I said, we got a video for Put In. That's the one featuring Mad from The Cloth. They're making a lot of noise right now. I think they're about to go on tour. He's on there. Like I said, we did a video that's about to be out soon. We got a video to ride. That's you know, that's like a political joint a little bit. We got like the Daniel Prue mural in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's a dope one. Pettavita for that, and we might be shooting another one too, for the bonus track. But yeah, we just trying to keep promoting. We got the bundle out too. We got merchandise. We got limited edition CDs,
mm-hmm.
Pins with the album artwork on the pin, and your choice of a T-shirt or hoodie for like $40. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to. So if you want to, if you're interested, let me know. I can ship it out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I was going to tell you I got some shirts I'm going to send you guys too, man. So.
Yeah. I got some more things with Quest Brewing. We got Fighter Spirit Brewing. And then I got another joint with a Najee Jordan Brewing. But those, you know what I'm saying? Those is in the chain, but they're not ready yet. Okay. But yeah, it's just all this phase two. I'm saying Return of Sloppy Smooth. We just dropped the first video, the intro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you seen it.
Yeah, I watched it. Yep.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just trying to grind, man, you know?
No doubt. Laddy, any last thoughts, brother?
We just still working on the project, you know, pushing that. And then we got phase three that we're working on, Blessed and Highly Favored. You know, that's coming up, but right now, we rocking out with phase two.
All right. Are y'all still in the car?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then, because I'm gonna start doing something on my podcast. I don't know, April is National Autism Awareness Month, right? And
okay.
I met up through City Troop Entertainment. I met up with this brother named Midtown, who has PuzzleLife.org, and every month now I do a podcast about autism awareness. You know what I'm saying? I think it's very important. And one thing we do, and you guys are in the car, so you can't do it now, but if you guys can do it for me, you know, anytime, just walk in the place for autism for 30 seconds.
Okay.
You know, we do that every day. We post videos, you know, and just keep the awareness going. So y'all can do that in the future. I really appreciate that.
No doubt.
Yo, this has been Sinise Unfiltered. It's my man, Azariah and Laddie. Check out the new project, Phase 2, Return of Sloppy Smooth, Straight Fire. My brothers, thank you so much for coming on.
You already know, man. Enjoy your night, man.
You appreciate too, brother. Hey, y'all welcome anytime. Y'all family, y'all come back anytime.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
All right, y'all be safe.
All right, you too.
All right, later.
All right, peace.
Laddie, what's good, man? You get out what you put in, you heard me? Smooth freshness, no Laddie, rest, yeah. I hold my own. Got a style that you can't clone. Give me your bank loan, I'm the one that hate on. Fell from grace, my table you wait on. I paint pictures like, fuck y'all, live your life. Azariah is the best kept secret. I'm on some deep shit, I stay away from street shit. Real is how I keep it, no creep to freak with. No clubs I frequent, what I say I mean it. Raps kingpin, venom in the ink pen. The oppression leave them leaking, that's worth the LinkedIn. Gotta get my business right, I'm Superman's kryptonite. What I want I visualize, we them different guys. Trust you gotta pick a side, you not as sick as I as you. They victimized, I bring a different vibe, another motif. My mouth hold heat, AH is low key. You get out what you put in. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, keep pushing. No central booking, the things got me hooked in. Good luck in the game, I put my foot in.
Sound measures, I'm talking and living profound lectures. I needed a plug, I found Hector. Got it in six sectors. So anything that was opposing, it got pressure. God forgive him, cause he willing, I'm on a different play. Years later, same shit, only different days. Accurate, so one of yours still get the strays. See, war was never about nothing other than getting paid. The truth hurt, but lies bring comfort, knowing we crossed the line. Where memories live on, something has often died. Remember counting blood money over awkward cries. Before I adapted my ways, they was often mines. Legitimate, ill-gotten, the game's good. Got a couple hundred K up, then I changed hoods. They said you gotta work for it, got to work for it. Got a couple houses that got it, ain't gotta search for it.
You get out what you put in. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, keep pushing. No central booking, the things got me hooked in. good look in the game I put my foot in. Thank you for tuning in to this Nissan Filter podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more unfiltered discussions. And Nissan Filter Maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.